and good morning, everybody. It is a Saturday, and December the 7th here at AM 1340 KXEO, the Buzzer Beater Sports Talk. Matt Pilger here and my co-host, Maddie Tolbert. How are things going, Maddie?
It's going. How about yourself?
It's going. It's been a full week of sports, as a matter of fact. Freshman boys had a game. The Montgomery County Tournament has been going on. It is, it's going to be a good day of sports. Mexico boys going for a championship tonight, and the Mexico girls are going to be playing for third place. We're going to be carrying both those games on KXEO. But we have special guests in our studio this morning. As a matter of fact, joining us from the Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball team, we have Alyssa Miller. We also have Scotty Smith and Peyton Shaw in the studio. And good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have everybody in here. Before you get set to go play in Montgomery County, you know, we've been kind of excited about the Mexico girls basketball team this year. A lot of fresh faces, a lot of new blood coming in this year, and we're going to start off with Alyssa. Tell us a little bit about this team this year and kind of how you're feeling about Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball.
I'm feeling good. I think that we're going to have a good season. We have a lot of new people. It's kind of a young team, so yeah.
Absolutely. I want to stick with Alyssa here for just a minute. You are a freshman, as a matter of fact. Tell us how long you've been playing basketball, if you will.
I've been playing since, 5 years old.
Wow.
I played for the Y, and then I played some travel ball.
Okay. And you also have a sister who came through Mexico and is playing Columbia College, playing basketball over there. Maya is your sister, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does she give you any advice?
Yeah. She always tells me to stay confident on the court and just to keep shooting the ball.
All right. Now, what position do you play with Mexico basketball and kind of explain your role there?
I play a post, and I just try to get the ball and shoot it and score all the time.
Very nice. We are going to bring in Scotty Smith here, another freshman on the team. And, we're glad to have you in here, Scotty. You have been starting the last couple of games. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk a little bit about your role on the Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball team.
Well, it really just depends. Over the last couple of games, I've gone in as a post. But it depends whoever they put in with me. If there's already two posts out there, then I'll be a guard. But really, we all just do the same thing, if I'm being honest.
Very nice. You have a relative who is on the coaching staff, mm-hmm. and we called her games quite a bit. Reagan Smith, as a matter of fact. How are you related to Reagan?
So we're cousins on my dad's side.
Okay. And how is it playing for Reagan, underneath her coaching? How is that going?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I like being able to have a coach there for me. Like, I know my coaches are there for me already, but knowing I have someone who's related to me and already a lot closer to me, I really like that.
Very nice. Maddie, anytime you want to jump in and ask a question, you go right for it.
I'm saving something.
You're saving something. Okay, saving the best for last here. Peyton Shaw in here. As a matter of fact, now, Peyton, you are a sophomore, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So last year you were injured for a little while. How has that been coming off an injury? And talk a little bit about your role on Mexico basketball.
It's definitely hard coming back. I'm definitely trying to get back and things. It's getting better. I mean, it's kind of like a new learning point. Like, I'm just trying to get back in the groove and stuff, but it's getting better.
Sure. Talk about your basketball career. Where did it start off at, and how long have you been playing basketball?
It started at the Y. I was at, 5, and then I just started playing, and I played probably every year throughout there. I mean, I played in the Camara 6 League, so for my school, so.
Sure. Yeah, you played a little basketball at St. Brendan as well, is that right?
Yes.
All right, very nice. And, of course, you have a sister who came up through Mexico basketball as well. Shelby Shaw, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
She's a state softball champion and played on the Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball team. I saw her at your game the other night. Is she giving you any advice?
Oh, yes, all the time. Anything I do wrong, she makes sure I know.
What are some of the tips that Shelby provides for you?
She tells me to be more aggressive on the court. She tells me to just be more confident on the court, and then I'm just doing good just to keep trying my best.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have any pregame rituals? Like, do you drink? Well, I know Scotty likes to drink Alani, but, what else? Is there a certain routine that you go through throughout the day?
Not throughout the day, but I always do the same exact hairstyle, slick back with two braids in the back. That's really it.
Look good, play good.
Look good, play good.
What about you, Alyssa?
I usually do two braids, but I did one braid last game. But I think I'm going to go back to the two braids.
Okay. What about you, Ben?
I usually just do a ponytail or just a ponytail and braid. Nothing really special.
I see. I like the looks. What's the mood going in for tonight's game? Or today's game, I should say.
I'm not really nervous. I'm ready to play. It's kind of early, though. Like, I wish we were playing closer to 7 o'clock, maybe, at night game. But other than that, I think it'll be good. Good game.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that, because, you know, it is, the night game is a little bit easier. That's the normal game, but it's an afternoon game, and I'm sure you have a lot going on before you get to the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of go through the day and stay in a good mindset for the game?
The night games.
Yeah. For this afternoon game, the early game.
Well, I'm really just focusing on thinking about what I'm going to do when I get out there, being confident, just ready for anything, just trying to mentally prepare myself for the game beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely. Same with you, Peyton.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to the Christmas parade today before you get over to the basketball game?
My little sister's in the parade, and they asked me to be in it with her, so I'll be there.
So you'll be there as well. Absolutely. Now, you guys have played together for quite some time. Talk a little bit about some of the teams that you've played on together over the years.
I don't remember many if we played on a Y team together, but I know we used to play with each other for a community or a sixth league. Like, we played over there. And it was, we actually played for Jason Shaw at the community or sixth league, and it was quite fun over there. We loved it. Lots of great memories while we were there.
Peyton's dad, Jason Shaw?
Yeah. That would be the one.
All right. We were going to try and get him to talk this morning, but he doesn't want to even get anywhere near a microphone. Go ahead, Maddie.
There was a type of chemistry that was on the softball field this season between you, Alyssa, and Scotty. Did that carry over to the basketball court?
Yeah, it really did. I really like having my best friend there that I always know I can trust to give the ball to, and it really is helping knowing I have that good of a connection with somebody else.
Yeah, she took what I was going to say.
How is it getting prepared from softball going into basketball? Is the training a little bit different to preparing for that? Peyton, we'll throw that question to you.
It's kind of definitely not, doesn't get you in a shape for it, that's for sure. But, I mean, it kind of does because, I mean, you see the same people that you played with in softball, so you kind of bond with them and go to basketball, and then, I mean, it just kind of helps because then you already know these people and you already bond with them, so.
Absolutely. A little more running in basketball, I would think.
Most definitely.
More conditioning, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. The mood of the team this year, everybody a pretty close-knit team over there. How's the chemistry? Anybody can take that question. Maddie wants Alyssa to take that one.
It's good. We all get along really well, so it's fun being on the court with everyone.
All right. So it is Montgomery County tonight for third place. We want to wish you guys the best of luck. I appreciate you all getting up early, and I hope that no snowballs get thrown at you tonight, Alyssa. I noticed that after the game the other night, maybe your dad threw a snowball or two at you.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Okay.
Sounds like something that would happen.
All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more sports, but we do want to thank Alyssa Miller, Scotty Smith, and Peyton Shaw from Mexico Lady Bulldogs basketball being our guests this morning. We'll have more sports talk on the way next. You're listening to the Buzzer Beater this morning on AM 1340 KXEO.